but, you know, now we sending a message out.
Gerald Johnson is executive vice president of GM.
This is an historic offer, best in the 115-year history of General Motors of bargaining, placing more than 75% of our team members amongst the top 15% earners in the U.S.
Taking issue with industry claims at that Wayne Ford plant, UAW President Sean Fain.
The price of cars have went up 30% in the last 4 years. CEO pay went up 40%. Nobody cried a river. Nobody put fear out then saying what it'll do to the economy. But by God, when workers ask for their fair share, it's the end of the world.
There's already a presidential emergency declaration for Maine to get federal aid moving. Much of New England has already been battered by days of torrential rain, flooding, sinkholes and tornadoes, that even before Hurricane Lee hits the New England coast. Stephanie Abrams with the Weather Channel.
The winds will ramp up on Friday, crank through the day on Saturday, and then slowly start to taper off as we head into our Sunday.
Hurricane Lee now is a Category 1 storm southwest of Bermuda. Catastrophic flooding in Libya is now blamed for more than 11,000 deaths. That number could go much higher. Now to Las Vegas, where MGM Resorts is coping with seriously crippled computers. Hacking is suspected and being investigated by the FBI. That would not be the first hotel casino giant so hit.
According to Bloomberg, a few weeks ago, Caesars Entertainment paid about $15 million ransom to restore its systems. The company confirms that attackers breached loyalty customer data, including driver's license and social security numbers.
Correspondent Elise Preston. The number of school shootings in the U.S. has reached a record high for the second consecutive year. That story from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
There were 188 shootings with casualties at public and private schools during the 2021-2022 school year. That's more than twice as high as the 93 shootings recorded the previous year.
President Biden's surviving son Hunter is now under federal indictment for alleged firearms possession violations.
We see them going on vacation together. Hunter Biden sometimes riding on Air Force One with the president. We've seen Hunter Biden here at the White House. And what White House officials argue is that, look, the president loves his son no matter what kind of trouble he's been in.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Exergen thermometers are the number one choice by medical professionals at top-ranked hospitals across the U.S. As your kids get ready to return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exergen thermometer to keep your family and colleagues safe. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Nissan has a car for everyone, for every driver who wants more.
Like more adventure when you're driving on or off road, more zip when you're driving around town, and more turbocharged excitement for a rush of adrenaline.
At Nissan, more is all they do. From thrilling sports cars to exciting EVs to capable pickups and agile sedans, Nissan's diverse lineup can help anyone find something for their more.
Find your more at NissanUSA.com. That's NissanUSA.com.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 54 overnight under mainly clear skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 74. Cloudy skies. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Now, here's your host, Kristen Bry.
Hello, Wisconsin. Jane surprised me this morning with our new opener.
Oh, well, you can thank Todd for that.
Thank you, Todd Michaels.
Todd Michaels did a great job.
The voice of God when it comes to Civic Media promos. Thank you, Todd. But yeah, we cleaned it up. You now no longer have to be finding the funniest moments to throw into the promo.
I did love that part of it, but it was very time consuming.
Yes. So now we can free you up to do other things, like host the show.
There you go.
In 7 business days.
It better be 7. Snow coming early, little one.
No coming early. Well, good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
Good morning to everyone at home. We are continuing to update our studio. I feel like I sound like a new person on this new mic.
You do, actually, and I think I do, too.
The Civic Media Engineering team has been hard at work. We are so excited about all the changes happening to the Waukesha studio. We are not having a live stream today, so please, it doesn't matter because on the live stream they can't hear me anyways. But no video today, but we are live here in person.
Together.
I finally got to hug Jane.
Yep.
After a month, basically, since the last time I've seen her. And I've been telling you about this. So like since the evolution, it feels like on X, you know, formerly known as Twitter, I've just been less interested in posting my stuff there. And largely it's because it feels like so much of the stuff I see is so mean and hateful. And it's like, I don't have the energy to fight with you.
Sure.
And I also don't have the energy to debate whether or not I should engage and respond to the crappy thing you just said to me.
Is it worth your energy?
Because the number one thing, more than having like a glass of wine, my doctor told me, she's like, keep your stress levels down. Like, and she literally said, she's like, not first trimester, but second, third trimester. If one glass of wine will help you not feel as stressed, that is better.
Oh, wow.
So that's been kind of my calculus here. I was like, oh, like less Twitter time, engaging with people that you, especially people who don't even have like their name and their picture attached to their profile.
Right.
Better. But I ended up, because I was actually really, I liked the summary, I would say, that I made yesterday on what the red flags are with the new proposal being voted on today on nonpartisan Iowa style redistricting that Robin Voss and the Assembly Republicans introduced, well, drafted at 3 a.m. on Tuesday.
As one does.
Introduced on Tuesday and are voting on today.
1 o'clock.
So I made a little summary video about it, and I finally decided, I was like, all right, I'll post it to Twitter. And James Widgerson, who's a longtime, not an anonymous account, but longtime conservative writer, Never Trumper, pretty interesting guy in general, I would say, as far as he's very opinionated, but and sticks to his guns as far as what he thinks, you know, the Republicans should be doing, Democrats should be doing. And he responded to my video. So what's the plan when you get nothing and Protasiewicz is sent to impeachment phantom zone? And I responded, so the only two options are this proposal or impeachment. And he said, well, Evers could pick up the phone and take Voss up on his offer to negotiate. I know, that's crazy talk. So my question this morning is, should Evers negotiate with Voss? over this, because at least in sentiment, Voss has said that he is willing to, because the big hang up here that is the difference of true nonpartisan redistricting is that in this proposal as written, if the assembly with a simple majority rejects the maps twice,
yep,
they can still just draw the maps.
Yep.
And there is no part like there is in Iowa's law that it escalates to the Supreme Court. Like there's like a lot of cloudy, like that part's not really
clear.
Like what happens if the legislature draws the maps, then what happens? Like that part's not written in this bill. And so, because I have heard, and granted this is hearsay, I have heard that Tony Evert, and granted he came in on the lame duck session that took away some of his powers, and from the get-go, it has not been it's not been hospitable.
No. I think that's an accurate and fair description.
And so whose responsibility is it to be the bigger person for us to move forward? Is it Evers? Is it Republicans? Is it ever going to change? 844-967-2789. Should Evers, in this situation, be the bigger person? Should he pick up the phone and at least try to have good faith negotiations with Robin Voss on potentially, finally, passing a bill that would get us nonpartisan maps, knowing that there's certain parts that would be like, we need to not have the legislature just be able to reject what the legislative Legislative Reference Bureau comes up with, and actually try to negotiate this, or do elections have consequences and we should leave it up to the courts? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Jane, what do you think?
Well, I find it a little disingenuous from my favorite chucklemeister, Robin Voss, because, again, they wrote this at 3:00 in the morning. They held a press conference, and today they're voting.
Yeah.
So, but, oh, yes, I want to talk. Let's chat. So Governor Evers picks up the phone right now before 1:00.
Yeah.
And Robin Voss is going to sit down with him. Seriously? Come on.
Well, and I, you know, to have the immediate reaction be almost, because it was really kind of like ba-bump in, oh, we had this press conference. And I think within a couple hours, Tony Evers put out a statement saying, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe you. I don't believe that this is, we should trust you. And that's what I had said in my video yesterday, where the trust is so broken.
It is.
And whether you agree with it or not, the trust was broken on the flip side during the budget process, where, you know, the crossing out and the using the line item veto and stuff like that. And Republicans claimed how much they felt like that was
misused,
but also just went back on so much of what felt like actually productive negotiations between the sales tax for stuff for Milwaukee, for the shared revenue. Some of the, even though there's still a lot of people who are upset about how much funding voucher schools got. But that was seen as a negotiation, right? Like, there was some productive negotiations that happened with the budget this year. So maybe not all trust is broken, but it just is, for the sake of getting stuff done, who should be the bigger person? Or is it just heels in, we'll take it to the courts, and right now liberals have a majority for now, because that is the other thing on this story, is it didn't last very long. The talks that potentially Robin Voss has eased up on impeachment talk, because then as of yesterday, this is such a weird story to me. Voss consulting former justices on potential Protasiewicz impeachment. So he's basically like gathered a group of former justices whom shall remain anonymous.
Why are they anonymous?
So they can't be lobbied. So no one can bug them.
Oh, okay. Can we guess?
Well, him and Michael Gableman don't get along anymore. So I can't think. I mean, that would be my first assumption. Because I also, Abramson, Gableman, like I was not here for 17 years and before I was a child.
Right.
And so my ability to name living former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices, I would say is limited of who is in the pool of potential.
Right. Who's available.
Yes. Who is available and that Voss would want on
this.
But he's now created a group, supposedly, of potential, of former justices to have them weigh in on. And I don't know, what authority do they have? How is this different than, what the Judicial Committee, who has authority and who has already said, and, we dismiss these complaints? I don't really know the legal ramifications of this, but how quickly he went from Tuesday, let's avoid impeachment.
Yeah.
We finally are on board with nonpartisan maps. Evers says no. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to create this anonymous committee that you don't get to know who's on it and have them let me know if they think whether or not she violated any ethics rules.
And is it fair to assume that these justices are getting paid for this review?
I don't know.
I mean,
don't know. I don't think they are. I think in the WP article I wrote, I don't think they're getting paid. They're just doing it out of the kindness of the heart.
Oh, well.
And they're soft spot for Robin Voss.
Obviously.
All right. Well, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Who should be the bigger person? Or should anyone be the bigger person? Should Tony even think about negotiating with Robin Voss? Or should we just...
Let it go through the courts.
Play our chances? 844-96-PARTY. We will take your texts and your calls after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we are asking the question, should Governor Tony Evers be the bigger person despite the history, despite the trust issues? And at least try to engage in a conversation about what nonpartisan maps could look like. Granted, it's a little short notice because 1 o'clock today, AB 415, AB 415, I don't know what they're calling it, which is similar to the Iowa model, is being voted on.
Yep.
I still have heard nothing. Granted, there's a lot to keep up with. I still have heard nothing from Wisconsin Republican senators. I know CBS 58, Emily Fannin and AJ Biapour interviewed Devin Lemieux, Senate Majority Leader, and I guess he visibly, or even I think verbally, stated how frustrated he was with the line of questioning. He's like, I've never mentioned impeachment. Because it's like, well, this is a pretty big story that you probably should have an opinion on.
That a lot of people in your party are kind of for.
Talking about. And
but
so,
don't ask me about it. Okay.
But I think it's because they know this is a losing, this is such a losing issue. And granted, so I want to get to this because I know we have some people on the line that we want to get to. But there was also a new poll that came out that finds Wisconsin voters overwhelmingly oppose unconstitutional impeachment by a 24-point margin.
Wow.
So that's more than double of what she won by.
Wow.
So we'll get to that, and we'll get more details of what that poll says after we take our first caller.
Dave from Mequon, thanks for waiting, Dave. What do you want to say? Go ahead, Dave.
I believe that Tony Evers is definitely going to veto whatever comes out of this. That's just my thinking.
What's he said?
Already stated.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it's going to be whatever. Although when he first ran and when he talked about it, if you remember, he did use the Iowa maps as a possibility. But his maps were actually thrown out because they were considered too gerrymandered, if you remember. So the
ones in 2021?
I believe so.
Are you talking about the maps that were first accepted by the Wisconsin Supreme Court and then they got appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Correct.
So that wasn't because they were too gerrymandered.
The Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court actually, I think, ruled or something. I this is where I'm going to get a little bit, you know, confused a little bit. But I think that's where, if you remember, his maps were thrown out, though. I know that there was a legal.
Yeah, no, you're right. The U.S. Supreme Court, basically, it was because of the majority-minority consolidation right. of districts. And so they right. came back. And then right. basically because we were running out of time, the maps mm-hmm. that ended up getting picked was the new,
Correct.
The updated Republican maps.
Correct. So what I see here is this with Voss. He is obviously, from what you just reported, you know, the 24% are saying, or you know, the percentage of the amount.
The amount of people, yeah.
It's so great, yeah. That, yeah, he's probably like, maybe we shouldn't do this. And you know what? At the end of the day, I don't think it is impeachment because it's not criminal. Do I think it's good that she was talking about stuff before she's even judging something? I think that's a whole different issue, but it's certainly not criminal. It's usually that's what you use for impeachment is something that's usually more or less criminal or something that's kind of.
I mean, that's what the Constitution says. It's basically crimes right, right. and corruption
while in office.
While in office.
Right, right, right. So she said this. Well, I don't agree with her that she should have said that. She made it very clear. And again, I don't consider it criminal at all. I think, you know, when you are already predetermining something, I think that obviously shows a bias right away, but that doesn't mean she should be impeached for it.
Good to hear from you, Dave, as always. So thank you so much for giving us a call. 844-967-2789.
This is Jane.
Jane, we can hear you. We do have another caller though, so we'll get that in just a second. But we do have some texts on the conversation. As far as, let me get those back up. As far as we would love to hear from you, should Tony Evers be the bigger person? Robin Voss has said that he is willing to negotiate on this. Knowing there's a lot of trust issues here, knowing there is always politics at play, but asking you whether or not you think Tony Evers should be the bigger person. From the 715, I think Governor Evers should take a call with Voss to see what he has to say and maybe negotiate a bit. But he should stand firm on the key aspects of what we the people want. And if Voss can't agree, then send it to the courts. I kind of think that's where I'm at.
I don't hate that.
If he were to say, because it's saying, what's the worst thing that happens? As he says, well, we still want to hold up the part of the bill that they wrote that said the legislature can reject the LRB's maps and then make the amendments that they want to make. And if they don't budge on that, then he can veto it.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I land on the part of like, if he's willing to budge on that, this is an opportunity to get the thing that we've all been, well, a lot of us have been asking for, yep. which is a nonpartisan redistricting process. And, but I think it comes back to the second part of this, which is the rush job out of all. No input from Democrats.
No input from the public.
No input from the public. No input from the administration. No input from even Senate Republicans, apparently, and still just like forcing it through. So we have way more, a lot more text to get through. We would love to take your calls. Should Tony Evers be the bigger person and at least have a conversation with Voss when it comes to a new nonpartisan redistricting process? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back after this.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 54 overnight under mainly clear skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 74, cloudy skies. Overcast skies tomorrow night, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows dip down to about 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we're talking about whether or not you think Tony Evers should be the bigger person and at least have a conversation about what nonpartisan maps could look like before this goes to the courts. So I do want to take your calls on that, 844-967-2789. But we have two updates.
Oh, wow.
That we will get to. I want to stay on this topic, but I'm just bringing some breaking news.
All right.
One is actual breaking news. One is some personal breaking news.
Oh, God.
The actual breaking news is Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will resume abortion care services on Monday, September 18th at the Water Street Health Center in Milwaukee and the Madison East Health Center in Madison.
Wow.
So a decision by the Dane County Circuit Court in July made it clear that the 1849 law is not enforceable for voluntary abortions. So they are resuming services.
There's not going to be a challenge to this?
I'm sure there would be, but I guess I haven't gotten to watch the video, but Tanya Atkinson, who is the CEO and president of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin, there's a video out. I would love to get her on the show, maybe
sure.
Today or tomorrow, to talk more about this decision. But I have to imagine that the balance of the opportunity to provide care and the risk of providing that care before the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules on this, that they've talked to their lawyers and they've said it is worth being able to provide. It's worth the risk.
Wow.
Because they think that they would win.
Wow.
So that is some really big news. And then, speaking back to the top of the hour of who gets to respond on Twitter.
Yes.
I just opened my Twitter and none other than the founder and president of Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, Rick Essenberg, has thoughts on my video.
Oh, I bet he does.
And so I will get to that later. But it's always fun because he also, the story of when Keel, Wisconsin, I had one of my, as he calls it, my little videos, do pretty well as far as last year, over a year and a half ago, when Will meddled with the situation that was happening in Keel, Wisconsin. And I called it out as far as why did you need to go on a national media tour with Laura Ingraham and Newsmax and then are surprised that
there were bomb threats.
There were bomb threats.
Yeah, shocking.
And he wrote an op-ed in Wisconsin, in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in his response. So I would just feel like that's a little bit of validation.
For your little videos.
For my little videos.
Your little videos.
All right, so back to the phones. Should Tony Evers at least have a conversation about nonpartisan redistricting with Robin Voss? Who do we have first?
Cindy from Appleton. Good morning, Cindy.
Hello. Well, if I was Tony Evers, I would go talk to him with my guns blazing and demand that the witch hunt against Janet Protasiewicz and Megan Wolf be dropped completely.
Mm-hmm.
Because fair maps and the election commission go hand in hand.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks so much for the call, Cindy.
Thanks a lot, Cindy.
Yep.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text. Voss is a rat. Dave is wrong. Every Federalist justice has lied about their stances. Republicans are proven unfair.
Well, it's that, and it's also, I mean, I think we mentioned this yesterday with on Upfront on Sunday, Matt Smith asked Tyler August, who was on there saying why they support impeachment. And he, you know, he said the exact quote of Brian Hagedorn when he when he was campaigning on what his stance was for abortion. And somehow Tyler August doesn't see those things as the same.
Completely.
Thing, despite the fact that
yes.
he tried to frame abortion as a very personal decision and a personal belief, even though it's incredibly political and it's now the government telling you what you can do with your body. So it is. And it's become, it's gone through the courts. It's gone through the political process of lawmaking. So how are they different?
They're not different. Again, this, and we kicked this around yesterday too. It's okay for me, but not for thee.
Yes.
And Hagedorn was very, but what did he, didn't he call Planned Parenthood an evil institution or something?
Something along those lines. From the 414, this is what Voss did with the law firm in private. And I think they sent a link to gerrymandering lawsuit stunner, daughter of deceased GOP mapmaker turns over his documents to Common Cause. I don't know if I'm reading this in order.
Another texter from the 920, take the call. But make it clear that the legislature doesn't get to make any amendments. The final say should be nonpartisan, and the current maps must be redrawn before 2031, Sarah in Green Bay.
Well, and I think I might get this wrong, but what happens in Michigan is it's a similar, there's a nonpartisan bureau, nonpartisan body that draws the maps, but to reject the map, I think you need 75% of the legislature.
Okay.
So it's not even, it's beyond a supermajority. And so it really has to be egregious. And so it just ups the ante. And like, it's, so it's going back to basically saying that you can't just have a simple majority and then get to have it be the status quo of you guys draw the maps. So, I do think that he should at least have a conversation. And
I think, I mean, what's it going to hurt? What's it going to hurt if the governor would make a call, make the effort, at least undercut a little bit their, well, we're giving them what they've always wanted and now they don't want it.
I know, which is so the line of the fight right now
of
what the rhetoric is, see, we told you that they didn't actually want nonpartisan maps. They didn't really want, they've been saying the Iowa model this whole time. And so now it's like a talking point of Democrats are just as bad on this whole issue.
Right.
And if without full information, it looks like that.
For sure.
Right? Like without full information on what the clause of this ultimately still could end up just the way that it is of the legislature deciding what the maps are, which is what we're trying to avoid. If you don't know, if you don't get that part of this story and you just see it on its face, which is a lot of what the headlines, like
right.
when you just read the headlines,
right.
that's what it reads like, is like, well, wait, this is what you've been saying that we've wanted this whole time. Why are we not doing that? Which I totally get. And I think is, and maybe that is the politics of it.
Well, and I don't you think it is? It's, it's not always what you say that it is the lie. It is what you omit.
Well, and it's how you frame it.
Right. And so I can see them. And that's why I think, again, and agree with you that it, maybe the governor should make the call and say, I did reach out. I made the effort.
We tried to talk about
it. Tried.
This is what the conversation was. This is where the standstill is.
Right.
And I do think it's like had the initial reaction been, all right, let's talk on Tuesday versus the statement of, as I put it in my video, Randy Jackson saying, that's no for me, dog. had that been the initial reaction of like, call his bluff. Calls Bluff and see if he's actually serious about this and have conversations about it and state your concerns.
Right.
See if it slows down the process instead of them just rushing through and trying to vote today. And if it doesn't, then that then changes the narrative instead of just outright saying no.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
And I get that there's a lot of people out there who are so angry and... this seems like a dramatic word to use, but hurt over going on 15 years of what it's been like to live through the politics of Wisconsin that I think are really angry at Robin Voss and angry at so many of the Republicans and have that hold them in such disregard that they don't think that they deserve it, right? That they don't think that they deserve to have a conversation about this. And it's like, we're impeachment is wildly unpopular, as we'll get back to what that poll says. It doesn't necessarily sound like he even necessarily would have the votes
right
to do it. And playing with political suicide, potentially. And so if that avenue is closed, they're like, well, let's just keep going down that avenue because this is the consequences of elections. And this is the kind of dirty politics and forced, you know, it's our way or no way
right.
that we've the people who are angry have been, see themselves living under, and they don't want Tony Evers to be the bigger person. Because there are those kinds of partisans who, like, it's...
Oh, for sure.
Who are just like, if you give an inch...
anything, you're a traitor.
Yes. You're a rhino.
Right.
I don't know what the equivalent of a rhino
a
is.
A dino.
The dino.
For sure, today.
For today, because we don't know what the actual term is. But 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Do you think Evers should be the bigger person?
Lynn is checking in from Oconomowoc on the text line. The Wisconsin Judicial Commission panel rejected complaints. Judge Janet, now Justice Janet, did nothing improper, much less illegal, for her to be impeached. I'm so tired of the right's misinformed accusatory comments. Also from the 414, Republicans ignore the reality about the difference between simple addition to make a count of four. Do you think what Voss is doing with this gimmick is any different? No. Again, he's ignoring the reality and trying to create a diversion on what a corrupt, spineless, complete fraud Wisconsin Republicans are. His legacy is fixed.
Do you think he cares about legacy?
I don't. I really don't. And for many of them, it's about, well, and he doesn't have any kids.
Mm-mm.
So it's not like... you know, you will forever be shamed for being a boss because...
Is that still a thing?
I don't think there is shame. Shame is in really short
supply.
No, but
as far as, like, representing your family name, is that, like, oh, I can't do this because the legacy will leave my children? I guess there's probably a lot of people who still think that way.
For sure.
What for legacy sure. am I leaving? Baby BS.
You got time yet. You have time.
844-967 2789. We'll wrap up with a couple more texts on this because in the next segment, we're giving away $100 again, just like we did last week.
This is so cool.
This is so, it's the most straightforward. I know we've given out a lot of things. We've given out free state fair tickets. We've given out free Brewers tickets, which I guess, not the state fair tickets, but two tickets to the Brewers. I don't know if it's $100, but
it's up there.
It's up there for club level seats.
For sure.
But listeners of As Goes Wisconsin are encouraged to call in our next segment, so not now, at the commercial break, because the Auto Glass Now is just giving away $100 one time a week. So had our first one last week. We're doing it again this week, doing it again next week, and then two more weeks after that, so 5 weeks in total. So listen to the sound of glass breaking for your chance to win $100. It's a $100 Visa gift card. It's not a gift card you have to spend at Auto Glass Now. It is just a Visa gift card. And we're going to do the same question we did last week. We're going to take the first three callers, and you're going to tell me what you would spend $100 on. And then I have the hard job of picking.
Ooh.
And being the jerk.
That's tough.
It is tough. It was tough last week.
It's tough.
Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. Visit the Waukesha location on East Moreland Boulevard today. Call us at the break, 844-967-2789. We got any more texts, Jane?
Let me jump back here. I have been jumping around. We all know a conversation with Voss and the governor will accomplish nothing. Texter also says, Grand Dragon, Rick Essenberg. That might be a little harsh.
Well, is it Grand Dragon or Grand Wizard? Isn't it Grand Wizard?
It's Grand, I believe,
Wizard. I think it's Grand Wizard.
Additionally, who is Voss accountable to? Clearly not the voters. Clearly not his fellow representatives. Is it just his donors? I'd give you a big ding, 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 ding on that.
So is it just like the Bradley Foundation? Or is it power? I almost feel it's power.
It's power. Which, from what I understand, is apparently very intoxicating.
Well, I mean, that's a story that we're probably not going to have time to get to today. But the fact that we're all just applauding Mitt Romney for doing the one thing no other octogenarian that's in the U.S. Congress can apparently do.
Yeah.
But it's like, listen, if I run again, I'm going to be in my 80s. And he's only one term. And yet we got Mitch McConnell glitching out. We got Nancy Pelosi, who is very not representative of the people she represents in San Francisco. We got Dianne Feinstein dying on the vine, basically.
Chuck Grassley.
Oh, my gosh. And yet Mitt Romney, we're like, thank you, Mitt. All right. We got to take another break. Call now if you would like to win $100, but be prepared to tell us what you would do with that $100 on air. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
To As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and it is that time of the week. Second out of the fifth time, we are just giving away $100, and apparently, a lot of our listeners not interested.
Don't need the money
because we only have one caller right now.
We have Tiffany on the phone from River Falls. Oh wait, there's another one.
Okay, well we'll take Tiffany right now if you want to get another call. But the rules of the game is that it isn't even really a game. All we're going to do is ask you what you would do if you won $100. And again, this is coming from Autoglass Now, where you can get all of your Autoglass needs fulfilled. But Tiffany, what would you spend $100 on if you were to win?
Hi.
So
I am a new family of four with my two-month-old and toddler. Yeah, and I just started thinking about Halloween coming up, and I really want to do a like family costume.
Ooh!
So I would spend $100 on putting together some sort of family costume for us. I'm thinking dinosaurs, maybe a family of dinosaurs.
A family of dinosaurs. You know, it's funny that you say that because my kiddo is coming in time for Halloween, and I have also been thinking, what are we going to do for Halloween costume, for a family Halloween costume for our first one? I like dinosaurs. What would you make the infant be? Which dinosaur do you think would be the best and the cutest?
So I was trying to come up with a way to like turn the stroller into like a little nest and somehow make it look like an egg cracking open with the baby.
That's awesome.
That's really cute. Or what was it? There was the Fox show of just the dinosaurs, right? And there was the baby dinosaur. I don't know. But that's a great one.
Yes.
That is,
oh
I'm the
God.
Baby, right? I'm the baby.
Well, Tiffany, don't hang up.
Oh my God. Could I get him?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Maybe I could get him to like hold a little baby frying pan.
Good callback. Yes. All right, Tiffany, don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
We're going to take one more call and see what that story is. But that is a strong, strong contender. All right, Jane, who else do we have?
We have Ken from, I believe it's Green Bay.
Ken from Green Bay. What would you spend $100 on?
Oh, there we go. Ken, you should be up. Here we go, Ken. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. What would you spend $100 on, Hello. Ken?
My wife's cousin is actually dealing with cancer right now, so I would probably get some gas cards for her for traveling expenses, that sort of thing.
That is a really sweet. See, this is a hard job.
It's a terrible.
I don't know why I put myself in this position, but Ken, that I'm so sorry to hear that. And my condolences and hopefully a speedy recovery for that. But
she is making good progress though.
Oh,
that's
good.
Great. It's
still, still the hidden cost.
Oh, for sure.
That is, especially right now. Yeah, especially right now. Well, Ken, hold on. Let me think about it. I'm going to reset the contest that we are doing, just as far as reminding people that you can listen to the sound of glass breaking for your chance to win $100 Visa gift card sponsored by Autoglass Now. And we're doing this three more times after today on Thursdays at 10:50. But a reminder that Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. Visit the Waukesha location on East Moreland Boulevard today. Jane, do you have an inclination? I know it's my decision. I'm not going to put it on you, but
I would give it to Ken.
I think I have to give it to Ken. Tiffany, I love you. Like my heartstrings and all my maternal instincts that are rushing through my veins right now. That was a really good one, but
it was
hard.
Great.
It's hard to not want to give some gas money to someone who's visiting someone who is fighting cancer. And so, Ken, hold on to the line. Tiffany, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for calling. And I hope
send us pictures of whatever
the Halloween costume ends up being.
For sure.
But Jane's going to get Ken's information at the next break. So, Ken, hold on to the line. And thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. And call back next week for your chance to win. If you
got a couple more weeks of this.
And so, should I change the question? Is this too much of a...
it's tough.
Because the ones we had last week, we had someone who called in who wanted to donate the money to Blue Skies, which is a local Waukesha civic engagement organization.
Oh.
We had one guy who wanted to call, have some beer money and gas money to go visit his buddy who just like was fixing up an old car. And then Dave from the Shaw, whose wife is a teacher, he wanted to, after a tough first week of school, wanted to treat his wife to dinner. And so that was the first. I was like, this is hard. So it's a hard, it's like, I don't like being the judge, but I also like hearing your stories of
what you would do
with it.
For sure.
It's kind of more fun than just a silly trivia question.
Yeah, for sure.
So, well, as far as in the next hour, it is Thursday. So we are doing a public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And I think we're going to change course a little bit. We'll still get to the topics that we had planned. And because we want to go through six things to do if your doctor isn't listening to you.
Oh, good.
But I think with the breaking news about Planned Parenthood, we will certainly dive in a little more on that. Then at 11:30 in the next hour, Chris Drosner, our beer baron, is here for the division over pumpkin beer.
Oh,
my. Are you for or against seasonal pumpkin beer?
Because what's your stance?
It's a no for me, dog. As far as I like bitter IPAs and pumpkin beers. I could maybe do a sip, but I don't even know if I could do one.
Is it too sweet?
Sweet. It's just not what beer is supposed to taste like.
Right.
It's weird to me. And so we'll be talking about pumpkin beers and what goes into making them, their popularity. Are they still popular? Which Wisconsin breweries are making a good one? And then we're also going to talk to him because yesterday was Milwaukee Magazine Day, and I have not gotten a chance to talk to him since we won Reader's Choice for favorite
host.
Milwaukee host.
Yeah, well done, my friend.
Well, that's also, you're a part of that. It might have just been my name, but I feel like the show should have been there and it should have been both of us.
We will certainly shame Chris Drosner into admitting that, yes, I am also part of that.
And so that's all coming up in the next hour. If there's any more texts that come through that are like Grand Dragon Rick Essenberg, maybe we'll read those on the air too. But we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news and be back after that. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Illusion, and I cannot hide. I'm push me aside. We could have made it cruising,
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
The Republicans are on the wrong side of policy, on the wrong side of the people.
Wrong side of history.
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The East Coast midnight deadline was 3 hours ago. That was when the United Auto Workers began limited strikes at three specific assembly plants of the three big U.S. car makers. The first such triple strike in auto labor history.
All options remain on the table. National leadership will determine the appropriate targets and timing for further stand-up strike action.
UAW President Sean Fain.
We are committed to to winning an agreement with the Big Three that reflects the incredible sacrifice and contributions UAW members have made to these companies.
Covering the story, WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
The UAW's initial strategy, strike three assembly plants. That stops the flow of important pickups and utilities. Ford expressing disappointment in the move, saying a strike could have wide-ranging consequences for